With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump speaking in Georgia, and he criticizes the Georgia State University Convocation Center for restricting access to his rally.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be sending anybody to this school. I'm not happy about it. If they're going to stand in the way of admitting people to our rally, just imagine what they're going to do on Election Day. We're not going to let that happen.
Forecasters say a tropical depression over Cuba growing quickly, likely to bring heavy rain to Florida. Jack Bevin, senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says the storm could bring a lot of rain up the coast.
Possibility of hurricane conditions in the hurricane watch area up in Apalachee Bay in northern Florida. We can also expect to get high tides along much of the west coast of Florida, potentially storm surge inundations of 3 to 5 feet above normal in some areas, and heavy rainfalls across portions of Florida and the southeastern United States, likely 5 to 10 inches with maximum rainfall totals of 15 inches.
That storm will be named Debbie. Also at srnnews.com, it is a massive wildfire in California continuing to destroy everything in its path, the fourth largest fire in state history.
California's fourth largest wildfire on record, the Park Fire, continues to burn near Chico, spreading over 624 square miles and destroying more than 500 structures. Cal Fire's Devin Terrell.
We've really made a lot of progress over the last couple days, especially on the entire left flank of the fire.
The National Interagency Fire Center reports 89 large active wildfires are being managed nationwide at this time. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. have reached a settlement deal.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Harvest Ministry celebrating second annual baptism event at the historic Pirates Cove Beach in California. Approximately 2,000 people were baptized in a ceremony assisted by Senior Pastor Greg Laurie. The event followed Laurie's Harvest Crusade at a packed Angels Stadium that saw more than 5,000 people make their professions of faith in Christ. This is SRN News. U.S. Geological Survey says it's been a series of earthquakes hitting West Texas.
It's highly likely they're being caused by oil and gas activity. A sequence that began in 2021 erupted with its largest quake in the last week, a magnitude 5.1 in the most active area in the country for quakes induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. Officials in Scurry County issued a brief state of disaster. John Scott reporting.
Vermont officials say the damage from flooding exceeds $6 million. The state now asking FEMA for help. Vermont residents dealt with heavy flooding, damaged homes, and infrastructure earlier this week. And it comes on the heels of wider flooding in various parts of the state. More details at srnnews.com.